voice. I have had such a strange week. But I wanted to record for y'all. Because it makes me happy. And I enjoy it. But I enjoy it because I know it makes y'all happy. Which is why I keep indulging us both and doing rambles that I would normally just stick to myself. Although I've had such a strange week, there's no telling what's gonna come out of my mouth, so if you're listening to this, I guess it means I got to the end without saying anything too embarrassing. Or revealing, I guess. It's funny how I get all kinds of messages and how insightful some of them are and how tone deaf some of them are and how copy pasted some of them are. Spoiler alert. We can usually tell when they're copy and pasted. So don't do that. Okay, thanks. Do you sit down and unzip your pants and grab your dick and think, God, fuck, I needed this? I wonder how often you hear my moans and think, oh, I needed that. I came at all yesterday. Oh, like I said, it's been a weird couple of days. Do you get off every day? Do you get off multiple times a day? Do you edge yourself for days on end? I would go crazy. Oh, I can't even edge myself for like 15 minutes without losing my mind. Although it's much different for me because I'm multi-orgasm. Crazy night last week where I came like, oh, I don't even know. it was at least, God, I don't know, it was at least like 8 times. 9, 10, I don't know. Separate from a couple nights before that when I came like more than a dozen. I don't know, I just gift, I guess. Curse. Listen to these because you have such a high sex drive. No, I don't want that. No. Oh, your sex drive is so high. I just have to get off. That's how I am. And I'm, you know, I'm feeling stressed out or overwhelmed or whatever, I sometimes have to stop and think, wait a minute, how much of this is just your body chemistry? When was the last time you came? Monday was the last time I came. I'm not sure though. So bad that I don't know. Listen to this pussy. God. Oh, God. Oh, I can't help that it was just made to be fucked. God. Oh, God, I just want to be fucked. Oh, I can't help it. Oh, I can't help it. Oh, God, it just feels so good. Oh, even though, oh, even even though they're not particularly sensitive. Oh, sometimes I just can't help grabbing my boobs when I come like that. Oh, I feel like it concentrates my, like, I don't know, self-contained, my craziness. God, I get wild sometimes. And I just come so hard and like flailing. Oh, it's really intense. So when I'm by myself, I just have to stop. Oh, touching my pussy and just grab my chest. Oh, they're just a nice small handful each, so it's pretty satisfying in a way. Oh, fuck. Oh. Can you hear that? I hear how sticky it is. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Oh, you know, I think that's one of the reasons I had a discussion on this. On my last audio I did on Sunday, where I just don't really like watching porn, and I think part of it is because a lot of the pussies just look so dry. Like, it just looks like, how are y'all having fun if it's, she's not wet? I almost never need lube. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but maybe I have. I have like 4 different kinds of lube that I've just kind of accumulated. I've only used like one of them like half the way. It's like a small bottle. That was with one of my toys. Like, I've never. I only start needing lube in person after about like the 8 to 10 orgasm mark. Depending on how long we've been going and how hydrated I am. Or what time of the month it is. That day before and that day after are not as wet. But, oh, but sometimes, like right now, I get so tight again after coming so hard. Oh, fuck. I can almost do some lube just to squeeze it back in. I think I'd rather just play with my clit some more. Oh, have you ever noticed on a woman? Oh, maybe you haven't. Apparently a lot of women have a hard time coming without clitoral stimulation, but It's a completely different orgasm. Oh, coming. Well, from penetration, then coming from. From having my clit played with. Relationships and stuff, and it's been really interesting. I haven't even gotten to the really sexy part yet about like actual sex, but I enjoy talking to people and reading about different attitudes about sex. I just think it's really interesting. Can't get something unless you ask, and making sure needs are met, etc. Oh, that's why I don't. That's why I like asking. Sure, by the time you get to the end, you completely forget about and coming back and answering them. Sometimes I've probably forgotten what I've asked. First time a guy tried to edge me, he didn't ask. He just did it because for him it was probably normal. And I was so pissed. All I wanted to do was come and he was edging me and I was so mad. If he didn't let me come, I was gonna take matters into my own hands. This was before I realized how much I liked being in charge. I figured it out quick when he tried to be in charge. Mm-hmm. right now. This is such a different feeling now that I don't have a dildo in me. It's so much more needy. When I've got that dildo inside me, I know I can just grind a certain way and get myself off. Depending totally on my clit is just such a tease. myself just laying here and savoring. Oh, what is the... Just clenching around the dildo. Oh. Like I said. I don't like letting a hard dick go to waste, so... It's dangerous with the dildo, because they never go soft. Thanks, boys.